This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I've heard that asking dua in Arabic is good since Allah likes the Arabic language. However, I've also heard that you should ask in whatever language you are most comfortable with. I personally don't think the dua resonates with me as well if I don't understand it and I don't speak Arabic. Do you have any advice or comments on, I guess, the dua etiquette when it comes to your language?
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. As-salatu wa-salamu ala Rasulullah. Thank you, Muhammad, for the introduction. And welcome, everybody. It's a really great question to ask about dua. Ramadan is the time for us to make dua. So what we know from the Prophet ﷺ is the Prophet ﷺ said about dua that Inna Allaha la yastajibu da'wata qalbin lahin ghafil. Allah does not respond to the supplication of the person who is lahin ghafil. Da'wata qalbin lahin ghafil. It's a person is distracted, or a person doesn't know what they're asking, right? Meaning, both of those ingredients have to be there. A person has to be focused. When you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua, it's really you're asking for it. It's not just repeating some words. And number two, it has to be something you understand. Both of those things have to be there for the dua to be accepted. This is something that may come as a surprise, but you know the prophetic du'as, we learn them not just so that we can repeat them. We actually learn them so we can say it with the same intent, understanding it and specifically asking what the Prophet ﷺ is asking for. So just by this hadith, you can see that du'a has to be made in a language that the person is comfortable in. That's their native language, their mother tongue, or whatever language they're able to express themselves in, because that's the point of it. There is actually no virtue of Arabic dua over any other language's dua. The only virtue is if the dua is from the Prophet ﷺ or from the Quran, right? That obviously has carries extra blessings and extra goodness, because it's either the speech of Allah or the speech of the Prophet ﷺ, right? But even those du'as, you have to actually understand what you're asking for. When you say Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar, we should actually know what this is saying and what we are asking for. And when we say it, we're specifically intending that. So it is actually encouraged to make dua in whatever language. The language of choice is irrelevant. What is relevant and what is required is you understand what you're asking for and you are focused when you're asking.